welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for June 23rd comes from Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28 is at the same time an inspiring and a horrific chapter in the Bible, laying out Yahweh's covenant blessings and his covenant curses. These two lists were so important that they would be used again later in a larger ceremony that would come after Moses' death. Just as Moses had briefly mentioned back in Deuteronomy 11 verses 26 through 32, Israel was to remind one another of these blessings and curses after they took possession of the land of Canaan. In that ceremony, six of the tribes were to stand on Mount Gerizim for the covenant blessings: Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. Deuteronomy 27 verse 12. Then the other six tribes were to stand on Mount Ebal for the covenant curses: Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Deuteronomy 27 verse 13. In Joshua 8 verses 30 through 35, Israel fulfills this commandment, gathering on Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal to announce the blessings and the curses to one another. The striking feature of these blessings and curses is that they correspond to one another. If Israel obeys, Yahweh promises to give Israel fruitfulness in their fields, wombs, and flocks, in Deuteronomy 28 verses 3 through 4, to provide plenty of food, in Deuteronomy 28 verse 5, to protect Israel from their enemies, in Deuteronomy 28 verse 7, and to bless Israel with unbounded prosperity, in Deuteronomy 28 verses 8 through 14. On the other hand, if Israel disobeys, Yahweh promises to curse their fields, wombs, and flocks, Deuteronomy 28 verses 16 through 18, to hand them over to their enemies, Deuteronomy 28 verses 25 through 51, and to bring devastating poverty upon them, in Deuteronomy 28 verses 52 through 68. One of the most graphic curses promised here is that Yahweh would send Israel such desperate starvation in the midst of a military siege that even the most refined woman among them would eat her own children. Deuteronomy 28 verses 56 through 57. Sickeningly, we read twice in the Book of Lamentations that the Babylonian siege of Jerusalem accomplished exactly that result, in Lamentations 2 verse 20 and 4 verse 10. Deuteronomy 28 is not a pleasant chapter to read, but the theological principle that we should glean from this is that Yahweh is a faithful God who keeps his covenant. So, when people disobey and he sends his curses upon them, he is doing so not out of spite, but because he is faithful to keep his word. But at the same time, Yahweh remains faithful to his people even when they do break his covenant. In order to be faithful in both directions, executing his curses and extending his blessings, Yahweh sends his Son to bridge the gap, taking upon himself our curses so that we might receive the covenant blessings that Jesus Christ alone merited. The cross then fulfills not only Deuteronomy 28, but also Lamentations 3 verses 22 through 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. You can get more free Bible study resources by liking Free Daily Bible Study on Facebook at www.facebook.com/freedailybiblestudy.